Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Being a truck driver, I don't always eat right, and it kind of balances out my natural body and gives me a lot of energy. And I just recently went to the doctor to do a bunch of tests, and what was amazing, just like other people have said, is the first question was, what are you doing? You are perfect. And so I told her this balance of nature. And I said, you really need to look it up because it works. So my checkup was excellent. So I'm just thrilled. I am really happy.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Hey, everybody, just letting you know that Mike Lindell and I, the MyPillow guy, we partnered up and he wants to help this show and I want to help him. If you go to MyPillow.com and order all the products you know you're going to buy, towels, sheets, blankets, robes, all these kinds of things, dog beds even, go to MyPillow.com and use the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. You're going to get the deepest discount on all these items. They're the very best of all these items. He handpicked these things. And let me just tell you, you're also going to help Truth and Radio, and you're also going to be helping Mike Lindell. Isn't that fantastic? It's a great combination that you can do right from your own home. Call 800-873-1052. That's the phone number, 800-873-1052. You can order directly on that phone number or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure to put the code word KATE in. Thanks, you guys.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into the Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Well, I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. So I knew what would happen if I would not cooperate with intelligence services.
You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy you are. That was Dr. Yuro Olkoff, who was murdered, most likely by the CIA. He was a journalist, and he was outing the fact that he was told what to say and brought to dinner and basically bribed by the CIA to report stories that weren't true. And then he would get bigger stories, right? So it was always on this, like, you'll get the bigger story if you print what we have to say. And then he was, of course, murdered. So welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How sad is that story? Hi, Uncle Milty. How are you?
Hi, I feel very comforted now.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's our show. We like to just start out with the honest truth. I mean, because that's what it's all about, right? And it's really sad. I see all these people in media and I'm just so horrified by them daily. They just refuse to tell the truth. And I can't imagine living a life like that. Can you imagine living a life?
I can't. And even more important than that, I can't imagine that people, and the people we're talking about are people who have been able to live the American dream,
right,
are now trying to tear it down so that our future generations can't live it.
I know.
It's
just
disgusting.
It is. They're all aboard the COVID train, the vaccination train. That's why you're seeing so much manipulation for it. Yeah. And the buttons and the Facebook, you know, I got vaccinated. Just like I got a pap smear. I got a colonoscopy. Like everyone's health record should be online now. And it's really hard watching all of this and knowing there's over 5,000 deaths, which are only 10% of the deaths reported on the government website. And so you just times 5,000 by 10. That's how many deaths we've had in America in a very short period of time. It's just sad.
Fortunately, those numbers are going to go up.
Yeah. Well,
China announced today,
right,
that they have their first H1N3 bird flu cross species transmission to human beings. Now, isn't that what we just went through?
And it didn't come from a bat.
And
I realize
no,
that, right?
But this one typically happens in markets where poultry are sold.
Interesting. What in the world?
And it's not near Wuhan.
Huh. Yeah. You know, it's like they're running over their narratives constantly. They don't quite know which direction to go in. This is why Fauci contradicts himself every five minutes. This is why all this information. Yesterday was Memorial Day, and Kamala Hormala puts up a post saying it's a long weekend.
Yeah, enjoy your long weekend.
Enjoy your long weekend. How much disrespect can you serve up? Well, she's a full-on commie, so... Add that on top of the fact that she could just care less about Memorial Day, could care less about its meaning. These people, these puppets, these mouthpieces that are bought off and told what to say, like Hormala and his fraudulency, Biden, it's really amazing to watch what they're willing to do and willing to say and how much they really hate this country. And if I hear Biden one more time say something like, independence, blah, blah, or liberty, you know, that thing. It's gross to watch the puppetry even screw it up. They can't even give solid sentences on anything. That's how gross it all is. And so for those of you that actually knew what Memorial Day was about, and knew what we were honoring there, I have a whole family of military, okay? An entire family that goes all the way back. Been part of every military, of every war. We're there. Our family has lost people in every single war. So I even have relatives right now serving. And at least know what the day's about. Come on. You're a veteran.
I'm a veteran, and my family has also lost someone in every war.
Yeah. Let's take a phone call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, this is Cynthia from San Francisco.
Hi there.
And you brought up the topic of the CIA and the press in the same show. And I wanted to point to a site called Americans for Innovation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where on their front page, it talks about how William Wild Bill Donovan, who supposedly is the progenitor of the CIA, was actually taking orders from the British Pilgrims Society.
That does not surprise me. Yeah.
Now, the British Pilgrims Society also sponsored in 1909 a very large conference where they brought in newspaper people from all over the Commonwealth and from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how they set up one of their first worldwide spying networks.
Yes. Yes.
They arranged for the purchase of a controlling interest in newspapers, major newspapers, over 50 of them in the United States before World War One.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
so they could bring us into World War One.
Yes, about the time Time Magazine was coming to the front as well, and it was a bought and sold periodical from government. It wasn't had nothing to do with any kind of private anything. It was all propaganda, and it was all done to serve up propaganda and use it as the backdrop for propaganda. It's kind of amazing that nobody knew this early on, isn't it? Or any
so
of this?
So actually, no. They've controlled the media, and they hide a lot of information.
Yep.
So Americans for Innovation is the website for William McKibben, whose company, Leader Technologies, is this familiar?
Yes.
They wrote the software.
Mm-hmm.
That was stolen to become Facebook and other social media
companies.
Yeah,
it was called LifeLog. It was called LifeLog before it was Facebook. It was CIA.
Well, actually, the story that we're told that it was some other, the twin boys or something, you know.
Well, that's the story, but it was a CIA project.
That's not true.
Yeah, it was a CIA project called LifeLog, and they couldn't sell it as a CIA project because nobody would join it, and nobody would give over their information. So the CIA just operated under Mark Zuckerberg, the face of Facebook, and it's a private entity and blah, 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 and we're supposed to buy that too. And it's, of course, the government running it. So I always crack up when people try to say it's a private entity. It's not. It's a government run agency. Facebook is.
So the story that McKibben's company, Leader Technologies, had their software, their patent attorney helped steal it.
Right, right. I mean, yeah, you're a fountain of knowledge. I love it. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for calling.
Oh,
I think it's great.
Please contact and interview McKibben.
I will. Absolutely.
Okay, because within his story, is fraud within those courts.
Okay.
And it even goes to John Roberts, who had financial improprieties going on at that time.
Yeah, absolutely, I
when
will.
He was, okay, please.
You got it.
Within his story may be the way to crack this case.
Maybe so. You're right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for that. I love it. Yeah. Believe me, I get it.
There are so many people that are so knowledgeable about what has gone on and what is going on. Why is it so difficult to stop it?
I don't know. And why do people call people conspiracy theorists? For everybody should be so happy and glad to hear some truth. Everybody should be so happy and glad to finally go, oh, is that what's going on? But instead, we're taught to deny it, hate it, turn a blind eye to it, and only listen to propaganda. It's really, truly amazing what we're taught. Like the University of Louisville study reviewed data from 80% of the United States, which mandated masks during COVID-19. And it had nothing to do, greater mask compliance did not correlate with lower growth rates of anything. It had nothing to do with anything. In fact, prolonged mask use, because it's a little petri dish on your face, because that's where virus thrives, is in a really musky kind of dark place, right? Promoted facial alkalinization and inadvertently encourages dehydration and bacterial infection risk. So this study comes out by University of Louisville, not by Conspiracy Theorists USA, but University of Louisville. Are we going to pay attention? Or is University of Louisville now considered conspiracy theorists? I mean, that's what we're getting to in this country, is we blame and we turn away, and we're taught that that's the right thing to do, is to blame somebody for thinking too much, doing too much to prove what's going on. Yep. Still no new cemeteries to date. There are citizen journalists in Canada calling funeral homes now and saying, were you ever inundated in 2020? And the answer's been no. And the answer has always been, too, with these funeral homes, keep digging, keep bringing this to light. Now, why they won't do it, I don't know. But we have now citizens calling, which you should call your local funeral home. Ask them if they were ever inundated in 2020. We have been served up the biggest lie in the world. Are we going to expose it? Do we care about the truth? Or are we just going to kowtow to it and try somewhere in our brain to believe it because it's easier? I don't know.
You know, I know an insider at a large metropolitan hospital.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to her this past weekend.
Okay.
And she said, without any doubt, everything that was ever printed about that hospital being overloaded with COVID patients was an absolute lie.
I know. I can tell you from whistleblowers and insiders from so many hospitals. And I love that you spoke to her this weekend. So many hospitals said the same thing. We were never inundated. It was a lie. It was a lie to get the cash. They were paid off. They were paid so much money. And even local hospitals close to me, as far as my state goes, same kind of thing. So it's just sad. You know, there in Chicago, I was looking at a picture of Morning Breath, a.k.a. Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago. And she has a picture of Morning Breath. It's just, she's astoundingly strange looking. But I was looking at her photo and what she tries to sell the community. And I thought, are we getting really tired of the lying now? Are we getting tired of the consistent lying? Because it's really obvious. You can feel it. You feel it in your soul. And then, of course, nothing they say makes sense. So you can't even use the common sense angle because none of it makes any common sense whatsoever. Are we ever going to get to the point where we stop penalizing people for thinking and we start celebrating it? My next guest is an ambassador. He'll be on. He wants to talk about the technology that's being used on the Uyghurs. And I can't wait to talk to him about this because I thought this was a really interesting part of this story, a sad, sad, sickening part of their story in what they're doing to get the truth out of them. Don't think for a second this stuff would never be used on us.
Mm-hmm.
Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Hi there, welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I'm really happy about that. I hope you had a great weekend with family and friends as we remembered Memorial Day and as we engaged in Memorial Day activities. And I just wanted to, for all you veterans out there, just wanted to give you a sign of respect, because I certainly respect all the sacrifices made in all these families that have loved ones as veterans, those that are still off and working in the armed forces. Welcome back. And I also played the song I Won't Back Down for our next guest, Salih Houdiar, who is the advocating for East Turkestan independence. And of course, What a great guest he is. I've had him on before, and I'm happy to have him on because this topic needs some attention, and it's not getting this attention. And so, especially on live radio like we are. I also wanted to mention MyPillow.com. If you would, please go to MyPillow.com. Get the best products you'll ever own in sheets and towels and robes and slippers and all of these things. Father's Day is coming. What a great opportunity to get something wonderful for the man in your life, the father in your life. But also the fact that it also helps the show as well. We've partnered up, and Mike is trying very, very hard, the MyPillow guy, to bring awareness to the fraudulent activities in the election, to the very fraudulent election, and also doing a number of movies on it, and also putting up websites for censor-free Facebook activities, which I love about him, frankspeech.com. But make sure and help him, help the show, and then also you get to help Truth in Radio, but you're also getting these wonderful products that you get to have. And I'm telling you, they're fantastic. My guest, Salih Houdiar, thank you for coming on. Really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about what is going on in terms of how they are conducting certain kinds of technology and certain things that they're doing to get information out from these victims, these Uyghurs. China is terrorizing these people, and I love that you are speaking out on this, and I'm glad you're not backing down on this issue. Thank you.
So as part of its ongoing campaign of colonization and genocide in East Turkestan, the Chinese government has historically tested all sorts of new technology, whether it's from nuclear tests to conventional tests of military equipment to conducting artificial intelligence tests, to where they are conducting artificial intelligence to detect our specific ethnic identity. And In 2017, the Chinese government, 2018, the Chinese government's state media, Xinhua News, stated that between the years of 2016 and 2017, the Chinese government had collected the DNA samples, voice prints, and retina scans of some 36 million people between the ages of 12 and 65 in East Turkestan alone.
Jeez. It's scary because of where they're going with this. And there was a software engineer that whistleblew, right? Told the BBC he installed these systems in police stations, and it was about AI. Right?
Yes.
In order to get information.
Yes. So the Chinese government, it's using, East Turkestan as, a base to conduct, tests on artificial intelligence before it, expands it to parts of China and then ultimately to the rest of the world. And so, and one of the biggest issues here is the Chinese government wants to be able to detect which of the people are Uyghurs and who are not Uyghurs, because it's part of their ongoing campaign to assist them and their campaign of genocide. This is very scary, given the fact that you might have more despotic regimes across the world, maybe like in Iran, you know, in other places of the world as well, that may want to target dissidents or specific ethnic groups in their countries.
Jeez. Prime Minister, you know, the citizens are under daily surveillance. We're under daily surveillance here, too. And the reason I'm tying us into this is because we don't realize some of the things that we do not speak out about. It's almost as if we're condoning them. And these things are happening to these people. And not a lot of people are speaking out about this. And what we condone, we end up suffering from. And so I'm trying to let people know that this awful thing that's going on right now with to these people, what they're using, what they're doing, the high-tech circumstances in which they're working these systems, and this is called the BBC Panorama Program, they're doing these things, and we need to speak out, even if it's for the reason of it could be happening here as well.
Yep.
We need to be speaking out in behalf of these individuals, because what happens to them can happen to us too, right?
It is happening to us.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Go ahead on that, because I want to hear from you. Why are people not speaking out? Why is our press so silent on this?
Well, many people are generally unaware of this because, again, the media is very silent on this issue, and there's various factors as far as why the media is silent. The biggest factor is the fact that the Chinese government obviously censors these type of issues, and they don't want, you know, the public to know about this. And so reporters that do cover these event, these issues, or, you know, either news companies that cover these, they're, you know, revoked access into China. Reporters are, you know, kicked out of China. And so this is one of the main reasons why they might be silent. But also, it's, you know, this type of thing, these technologies, I mean, ultimately, you know, it's going to be exported to other parts of the world. And, you know, thankfully, we live in the United States. We have, you know, unprecedented amount of freedoms that you cannot find in any other part of the world.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, if we remain silent to this, you know, it might be, you know, decades from now that we might see similar things happening here in the United States. And that's what we fear the most.
Absolutely. So this software engineer that whistleblew told the BBC that the Chinese government is using Uyghurs as test subjects for various experiments, just like rats used in experiments and in laboratories. And they were placing emotion detection cameras from the subject. They were very similar to a lie detector, but it was way more advanced, right? And so he said that officers used restraint chairs, which are widely installed in police stations across China, and your wrists are locked in place with metal restraints. The same applied to your ankles. And then he provided evidence of how the AI system is trained to detect and analyze even minute changes in facial expressions and skin pores. And according to the claims, the software creates a pie chart with the red segment representing a negative or anxious state of mind. And then he claimed that the software was intended for prejudgment without any credible evidence, that they're taking all of these steps and they're using them as lab rats. I can't even wrap my brain around this.
Well, then you didn't see Minority Report.
Well, that's true. This is what's going on, correct?
Essentially, yes. It's a scary version of the Minority Report coming out. I mean, without, you know, any crimes being committed. In fact, this is what the Chinese government, you know, this is the basis of why they're locking up millions of people in these camps, is the fact that they're saying, oh, you know, we suspect that these people might, you know, engage in, you know, certain activities. And that is why we are locking up them into these camps, to re-educate them and to ensure that they don't become, you know, anti-government.
Yeah, a problem for the state, right, of China, for China in general. And so they're calling it re-education. Geez, I can't imagine that not happening here. I mean, what's amazing to me is that we're so close to this all across the world. They're trying to implement these kinds of things, but the Uyghurs are suffering from it right now. And people are not understanding this at all. They're not getting this message. They, like you said, our media loves to keep this story down. Maybe they're told to because we're so compliant with whatever China wants to do, the state, the government of China. And so are we having this whistleblower? This was actually pretty rare, I would think, this whistleblower coming forward about the software, about what they're doing.
Indeed, because in most cases, we don't even hear about what's going on until it's too late.
Yeah.
I mean, in many cases, I mean, like we know that organ harvesting has been going on for, you know, over two decades now, but we're just now hearing about this more openly in the past few years.
Right. Right. What can we do to help? Because I know that many people say if they would have known what was going on in the 40s, they would have tried to have stopped, genocide and of course, these people being treated this way. And then, of course, told they're in re-education camps, which is far from the truth. So how do we help in this movement?
So people, the best way to help is to inform others, to urge our members of Congress to, enact legislations, to act against these atrocities, to, apply pressure on our government to act, because essentially, it's governments that are going to be able to really act against these atrocities.
Right.
And people can, follow us on social media at ET Awakening or ETExileGov. And visit our website at east-turkestan.net to learn more.
I know that that because of your hard work, more and more people are hearing about this, and some media will make sure that these stories are told. I can't imagine knowing this is going on and not speaking out about it, but the media seems to be rather silent, and maybe we need to remind the media that are, I think, very bought and sold, most of them, that this is the story that needs to be told. Do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, if we kowtow to China today, ultimately tomorrow they'll prevent us from speaking about things right. that are important to us here in the United States.
That is so true. You know, the Conservation Act of 2014, people were giving their farms over to this in the Midwest, and at the bottom of the contract it said that you were basically giving up your land to the United States and its successor. And I kept thinking about China, and I kept thinking about China as our successor, because people don't think it could ever have a successor. And I don't think we realize how dangerously close we walk this line to losing this country. And they have so many vested interests here. And so we have a lot of people and a lot of politicians that are very bought and sold to China. And so I really appreciate you speaking out, and I appreciate you speaking about the atrocities on the Uyghurs and what they're doing to the Uyghurs. I can't even imagine this.
Thank you so much.
You bet. I really appreciate your hard work and letting people know. And let me just tell you, anytime you see people being abused, anytime you see them being abused this tragically, we have a duty, I think, in just humanity alone to speak out. And I appreciate what you're doing, Silly, really.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you again for, giving us this opportunity to highlight these atrocities and to, get the public more aware of what's going on.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, we'll be right back. And I really appreciate you, Salih. And please, this is a topic that needs to be discussed. Really appreciate anyone that is willing to do so. And of course, we'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my
Show. It's a
Great reflection song. I love that song. Landslide. And welcome back. Of course, go to balanceofnature.com, get the product, and you'll love me for this. Only for this reason is you're going to be a healthier person. And if you, obviously, we're all taught to only and solely worry about our health for a year and a half and everyone else's. And this is why I, you know, do the things I do. So I'm just making sure that go to real health, you know, like actual real health benefits, and that would be balanceofnature.com, instead of the wearing a mask, which is a bacterial infection ready to happen, or doing all of these crazy things that the government tells you to do, standing on your head. I don't know. What else are they telling you? But go to real health. Balanceofnature.com offers real health. That is real nutrients, 31 fruits and vegetables a day. They take the air and water out. They give you the nutrients. This is such a fantastic product. My husband was bragging about it yesterday to some friends of ours. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic product. And put the code word Kate, just like my pillow. When you put the code word Kate in, you get all the savings. And that is 35% off in free shipping. Please do this. I really appreciate it because it needs to be done. It needs to be done. I'm just, okay, there's so much to say. But that song, which really made me reflect, also I was looking at the zombie part of the CDC website, and they were, I know, there's a zombie section. Thanks, Eric. Hat tip. There's a section in which they, you know, play around with that futuristic non-story of future zombies. And we're creating zombies walking around just by propagandizing to people so often. But with that being said, there is a whole section on how to deal with the youth and zombie education, what teachers can do now. It's really weird, very bizarre. I'm sorry, but is the CDC, because they try to paint it as tongue-in-cheek, are they supposed to be doing that? It's very weird. Don't you think it was strange? A whole section on zombies, Uncle Milty? Don't you think it was weird, Uncle Milty?
Yes, I do. But
I mean, it's bizarre. It is bizarre.
Everything that's going on is bizarre, though, Kate.
I know.
I mean, there's no getting away from bizarre.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, why is the CDC even involved in any such ridiculous thing?
I don't know, other than to prepare us. I don't know. What will people look like and be like in 10 years after a succession of 75 shots? I'm not quite sure. I don't know.
You know, and the zombie thing, we have been taught that zombies are the walking dead.
Yeah.
Maybe the zombies are just the walking nanotech controlled people.
I don't know. San Francisco is now allowing children to consent to COVID vaccines without their parents' involvement at all.
Really?
Yeah, that's Pelosi and Feinstein's area.
You know, there was a time when people like that would have been hung. They would have been hung for treating children that way.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with you. You know, I read such a wonderful writing on kids, because I fear that our kids, you know, I can scare people because I can say, this is what's going on. Here's the truth. And it's pretty dark. It's pretty dark. And I feel bad, because at the same time, I want our youth to not be scared of the future, because their whole future is ahead of them. And I feel sad that kids would feel so worried about the future that they would not, that they'd be so scared they would either do something to themselves, or they would feel like there's no good things going, that good things are not going to happen to them. And I have really wondered about this, and I've felt so strongly about making sure that kids face the future with a brave outlook. And then I read this, and for those atheists, they might not like this. That's okay. I don't really care too much. I don't care what you believe or how you believe in it. I just loved what this had to say. And it said, don't feel sorry or fear for your kids, because the world they are going to grow up in is not what it used to be. You know, God created them and called them for the exact moment in time that they're in. Their life was not a coincidence or an accident. Raise them up to take this on. Don't raise them up to feel like they have no joy coming. Don't raise them up to feel like they are afraid or they should be afraid of everything and everybody. Teach them to walk in faith and empower them to know that they can change the world. And look back on all the moments that changed this world and know that usually all the biggest changes that we know of have happened in a room of 50 people or less. 50 people or less. The amount of signers to the Constitution, the people that sat in the 1500s and signed the first declaration of it was kind of like a Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
All these things have taken place in a very, very close-knit room of people, a very low number of people. But in all of history, we don't teach people to be fearful or disheartened by what's coming. You know, and I loved this part of this saying, this part of what this writing was all about. And it said, you know, God knew Daniel could handle the lion's den. He knew he could handle Goliath. He knew Esther could handle Haman. He knew Peter could handle persecution. He knows whatever is coming for your kids, they can handle it. They can rise above it. And we underestimate. I don't want to teach my kids fear. I want to teach my kids the strength of handling situations that come their way. I want them to be empowered, emboldened. I want them to know that they can act, that they can do things, and that they're right for this period of time. And sometimes I think that when they hear us, they might think that things are too bleak or too dark. They're never too bleak or too dark. And every single century has faced their lion's den.
And it, throughout the history of mankind...
Mm-hmm.
Evil has never won.
Yeah, you're right.
It's never won.
You are right. And here you go. Here you go. Here's the real message of this. And I thought this was so great. God isn't scratching his head wondering what he's going to do with this mess of a world. He has an army ready to go. But it's our job as parents and grandparents to raise up that army of people that will fight for what is always going to be right. And... don't let fear steal that greatness that's in them. Don't let fear get the best of them. Make sure that, and don't let it get the best of you out there, us. We have to raise these kids and grandkids to get to be emboldened with that power to work through this.
Yep.
And the thing is they're right for this time. You know, maybe centuries ago, that wasn't the time for them. But I do believe that this is the time for them now. Don't underestimate what they can do. And teach them to know that they'll have joy, happiness. All of those things are theirs. It's just that they're going to have to contend in an environment. It might get a little harder at times. Might be different than what we have been raised in. I look back at the 80s and the 60s and the 70s, right? And I look back and I think, and we all do this, right, Uncle Milty? Oh, well, remember back when it was really great?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what, there were a lot of people that didn't think that was great.
That's right.
They didn't think the 70s were all that great. All the lies we had to filter through, the start of the EPA, the whole gas lie that we were told, all the commotion that was going on. We had Vietnam. We had all these things.
Angel flight pants.
And that visual. And the 60s and the 50s, everybody will look back and they'll reminisce and go, well, these were wonderful times and now it's tough. No, actually, give the youth of this time their moments to embrace what's happy and right for them and what they get in their time frame. And then also teach them not to fear what's coming. Teach them to know that they've got the power to work through it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Good day, ma'am.
Hi there.
You know, I just want to thank you so much for being so brave to talk about some of the issues you talk about. Because when I see grown men, I'm 50, mm-hmm. I'm from Missouri, mm-hmm. 80, but I see grown men wet their pants when they hear those type of things being talked about. And you don't know how much it means to me that there is light at the end of the tunnel
right.
when I hear a woman talk about those things. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Aww.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That just made my day. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Thank
you.
Aw. That was really sweet.
Yes, it was.
You know what? I just feel so strongly. I was looking at my two boys, and they're so handsome, and they're fun, and they have this zest for life, and they're funny. And I was looking at both of them and thinking, I don't want to steal their joy, and I do want to prepare them for what's coming. We don't often prepare people for what's coming so that they can face it with the kind of game face that they need. And so I don't feel like we were very prepared for what we're facing. And that's why I don't want to feel like I wake up every day just defeated. Because if you're starting to feel that way out there, I realize that his fraudulency took the White House. I realize that it was the most blatant, bold stealing of America. I get it. It was so in your face, right? I realize all these things, but I'm not going to let all those things get to me on a daily basis.
No, but we were hurt by our parents' generation. They dropped the ball. I honestly believe that. I mean, my parents dropped the ball. Other parents of people in my age group dropped the ball. And now parents have to step up and make up for that.
I think they got caught up in the let's blame people for thinking, because the CIA was very busy training people to hate those that thought outside the box, that said, hey, things don't make sense and I feel differently about it and I would like to bring some truth forth. Well, what did they do? They made those people look insane. They wanted them to look insane. And they were the ones telling the truth. What is the difference between a conspiracy theory or not? 6 months, right? So the stuff we've talked about on the show for 10 years, name something that isn't true that we've talked about. That's what I'm saying. It's like, look, prepare the youth, but also tell them that they're in this fight for a reason, that they're here for a reason, and that what they have to offer in their skills and what they can do, that there's greatness in them. We're not giving everyone a trophy here. We're just telling them that you have something inside of you that's needed to fight this fight. And that you can do this. What if they would have felt defeated and told everybody, well, it's game over, they've won, when the revolution was about to happen? Did they do that? No, they didn't. They told people, we have something to fight for here, and it's worth fighting. And if we do our part, God performs a miracle.
Yep.
So everyone got really busy in that fight, didn't they? They didn't just wait for God to perform a miracle, or it would have never happened. We had to put skin in the game. We had to do something for that to happen. Let's teach our youth this too. Let's teach our youth that right now we're kind of standing in the same circumstance they were standing in 1775, 1774. We have to kind of give them that same hope that they can conquer and then have the same faith that things will be provided when they need to be provided. But they still have to put skin in the game.
Yeah. And they don't know that.
And we need to know that too. I'm not going to walk around defeated, you guys. I'm not going to walk around like they've got all the technology, they got all this stuff, and they're going to win. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're scared they won't win. They're scared they won't win because they never have in history.
There's two ways they can end up.
Yeah.
They can end up defeated, or they can end up the undefeated.
Mm-hmm. So I just... This message, I'm going to put this as a special podcast, a short cast is what we call them. And I really, really want us to listen. I really think this message is, this was by Alex Cravens, this writing. And, you know, we're supposed to be building an army, not an army of defeatists, an army of kids that are going to be rise to the occasion in this fight. We need to rise to the occasion in this fight. It doesn't help us to feel defeated all the time. It helps to figure out how we can deal with it, win it, and have enough faith to know we can win it. That's the whole crux of it. I just want us to remember that. We need to remember this. Gosh, if we would have had... Sometimes the way I feel when I wake up in the morning, I'm glad I wasn't part of the revolution. I don't know if they could have counted on me. So I have to remember this all the time. We'll be right back. We have so much to say. I'd love to get your thoughts on what I just said as well. But they're going to be facing some of our biggest challenges, and we need to prepare them. Not make them scared. Prepare them. And we'll be right back on The Kate Daly Show, so don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com. KateDalyRadio.com. For all the podcasts, on the bottom of the page, we'll be right back.